Welcome, everybody. This is Ladies Number One Detective Agency, Clearing the Paranormal. I am your host, Amy Clark, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Janet Graham. Hello, Janet. How are you?
Hello, Amy. What a great day. How are you today?
It's a crazy energy and rainy day. We're getting reports all over the place of tornado warnings. Today is June 13th, 2024, and we're recording this in the beautiful, stormy North Bay, Ontario. So today, our topic today, our episode today is going to be about holy orbs. We're going to have our friend Lorianne join us to talk about her recent experience with orbs. Now, Lorianne has just gotten back from seeing her aunt, who was 101. She went down to be with her when she was getting ready to pass on and was actually there when she did pass. So without further ado, I'm going to get Lorianne on the call and... sorry, I just had a trying to get notifications here off of my phone. Sorry, Lorianne, are you here with us?
Hi, Wayne. Hi, Janet. Yeah, very happy to be here.
Welcome. Well, we already shared our condolences with you about your aunt passing, but could not help but be so excited about the story you told us. What you experienced and what was happening while you were there. So we'll turn it over to you. And if you first, you can share as much or as little about yourself as you like, and then tell us your story. And Janet, feel free to jump in there if you get any information or insights.
Sure, Will.
So I am a Reiki master as well, and very familiar with some energies. My background, I went to university for remote sensing and imagery analysis. So when this started happening, there was this scientific piece of me that was very intrigued, as well as the energetic piece. And of course, the love of my aunt and for my aunt, and knowing that, you know, she wasn't alone. There were so many entities around her. Family, I assume, Janet?
Yep, 100%. Her husband was there. He's the biggest one that was there in that great big orb. He's like, come on, come on. I'm right here. We're celebrating. We're so excited. You're finally coming home, which was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So that was really, really comforting. So what happened was I arrived, and there is a caregiver who was with my aunt. And because my aunt was failing as time went on, she had installed a motion camera. It was actually a Ring camera. That's the brand name. And the Ring camera started to, I guess, notify her phone, the caregiver's phone, that there was movement. And so, of course, then if my aunt was trying to get out of the hospital bed, the caregiver could be there because she wasn't very mobile. But what started happening with greater frequency in the last month, I think, before my aunt passed, was there would be motions, and she'd look at her phone, and what she was seeing and what she recorded, and I actually saw as well, were all these orbs through the room. And that's what was triggering the camera. And even though our eyes can't see a lot of the energies that we have, for example, x-rays, right? We can't see x-rays, but we know they exist because we go to the hospital when we break a bone and we can see the evidence. Similarly, orbs are part of that electromagnetic spectrum. Just our eyes don't see them, but cameras have been known to pick them up because they're not limited by our consciousness or our brain, physical brain parameters. So I was there when these orbs were moving about as well, and there were lots of them. And interestingly, they came from one particular area of the home where there wasn't light, but you could see flashes of light, almost like a portal. And they would come in and out of there, go around the room, visit my aunt, and then they would go back. And we noticed there were a few interesting patterns to what was going on. They came at certain times, evenings, and even if there were lights on, we could still see them. So like a lamp or something like that. It did right. not have to be pitch black. It
didn't have to be pitch black. Yeah.
The camera was still picking them up. And the, you know, I slept on the couch because the hospital bed for my aunt was in the living room. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't moving. She wasn't moving. And the caregiver would come out of the bedroom and go, "Oh my gosh, I have to show you this." Mm-hmm. And she'd show me the party that was going on. So, yeah.
Wow, that's it. And it's just the episode we did about my mom's passing. I think that was episode 14 or 15 for anyone who wants to go back and listen. But when my mom was passing, I experienced the energies in the room, but my mom could clearly, who had had a stroke and was not like most of the time wasn't conscious, but all of a sudden she would sit up and point and her eyes would be wide open, so she could clearly see something. So there's two parts to that. Like, one is, what is it when we're passing, what changes in our vision that we can actually see those beings now? And that kind of ties into the conversation we were having before we came on the podcast, that, you know, you were saying it would be really interesting to know what frequency, where they are in the spectrum, that the camera can pick it up, but our eyes are not picking it up. So...
yes, for sure. And I'm going to do a little bit more research on that, and I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. But the interesting piece too, because the camera is picking up certain wavelengths, so that's interesting. But my aunt also had some interesting conversations, so to speak. One night she was quite animated, but she was lying there and she just goes, oh no, don't you ladies look lovely tonight? She goes, no, I'm not coming right now. Okay, we'll see you later. Bye. I don't know what ladies they were. Maybe Janet knows, but I have no idea.
I believe that it was ladies from her childhood, like friends from childhood and growing up. And because the ladies that I'm seeing are like friends or relatives of hers, that they had quite a lovely relationship. And so those people loved her. So the people that love you come when you're ready to go. So they're all excited. It's like, oh my gosh, you're coming home soon. I can't wait for you to get here. And so they'll all pop in, they'll all visit, they'll all chat, you know, because they're trying to comfort her and show her there's nothing to be afraid of and show her that she's not alone.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that, you know, we're not alone. And it was so nice to see that proof. The other things that happened too, my uncle, who was her husband, was a little ornery in his time on earth. And we noticed things were happening. I don't know if he was getting a little impatient, but like, a plate fell off the counter unexplainably. We were just sitting in the living room and in the kitchen. This happened. Lights flashed. The most interesting one was one morning the dryer door was open and the lint tray had been removed and tossed and ended up in the kitchen on the floor.
So that's just wild. That's
like, what? So, you know, I'm not sure whether, you know, it was contrived or maybe it's just what they're capable of trying to cross over into our physical world, you know, just to get our attention. So maybe it seems a little odd to us, but perhaps that's what
it could be too, that once they realized that you both were intrigued and interested and could actually see the orbs and were, you know, engaging in that. Maybe they were just trying to give you more physical proof that, you know, they were around. What do you think, Janet?
Well, I think they're trying to impress her. Okay. But I keep hearing them say at that time, the conscious and the unconscious, the conscious and the unconscious mind comes together and form one so that everything is wide open.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yep. And I think go ahead, Janet. Go ahead.
They can see everything, and they could see, it's like they're not in that bed. They're over on that other side, halfway there. Yeah, exactly.
My screen just flashed behind me. Oftentimes when we're on a Zoom call together, spirit comes in and just flashes golden behind me. So it was like a big yes, Janet, to what you were just saying. Bang on, Janet, as always. So, yeah, and I think there's enough documented proof that, you know, from people who've had near-death experiences, which, Janet, you've had. So maybe we can circle back to that, because I know that Lorianne has more to her story. But anyways, I think there's more there's enough documented proof out there that these beings are coming in to welcome us home, to cross over to the other side, and they often show up in forms that are going to be comforting to us, the people that we love from our soul family, et cetera, as we were passing. But after, there was something that happened after your aunt passed.
Yes, there was. So, you know, every night things were different, and these orbs, they would fly in different patterns around the room. There wasn't any kind of, that I could see, you know, any kind of repetition other than where they tended to enter and exit the room from. So it's a quiet place. There weren't headlights. There weren't lights on, things like that. So after my aunt physically passed, I was on the couch where I had been for last week. And it was about an hour or so after. And the caregiver, because she had been in the back, at one of the back bedrooms, she came running out. And she showed me on her phone, the motion detector had recorded a singular, fairly large, bright orb kind of come into view, into the room, and float over to where I was in the couch, and come along the couch, and then float up into the ceiling. It got brighter, and then it vanished. And she said, oh, maybe your aunt said goodbye. And it was interesting because she did.
She did. That,
awesome. Oh, I got goosebumps. And I think it was interesting too, because up until that point, every night we were looking at the camera, something was happening, and there were multiple orbs around. And then when she passed, there was just that one more orb. And since then, there's been nothing.
How interesting.
Cool. Very cool.
So could you actually see the color? Like, I know the video that you showed us was in black and white. So
yeah.
For our listeners, we actually, Lorianne had the videos, and we could see them. It was just so cool to look at. But when you were actually looking at it there, were you able to see the color of it, or was it still black and white?
No, it was still black and white. The videos were in that kind of night mode. I sensed, and maybe Janet could say for sure, but I sensed different colors. I sensed that there was different colors attached to the different orbs that were flying about.
So what colors did you sense them as?
Green and blues and yellow primarily.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Perfect. Yes. Perfect. Awesome. That's exactly what you see. Mm-hmm. When I see them, I can see the different colors in them. And if you look close enough inside the orb, if you have that opportunity to be able to see into it, you can see the faces in there. And it's so darn cool. I love it. I love it. It's like, Look at that. Like, look at that.
It's just, you know, it's just so, I don't know. For me, I was so excited and happy when you shared that with us, because it's like, here you go. Here's more proof that, you know, there's so much more that's going on around us, and there's so much more to us than just this human existence. And there's so much more beyond this when we leave here. So as hard as it is for the people that have to say goodbye to the physical body that has passed, I mean, now we know that they're waiting for us, and we have more, we're more than this. So, yeah.
But just wait, more and more is going to be shown. Mm-hmm. That veil is so thin now.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be able to observe that and see that person on the other side.
Yeah.
Which is going to knock their socks off.
And I think one of the things that's important is that people don't not be frightened by it, be open to it, because it's, how did you feel when all that was happening, Lorianne? Other than just, this is such a cool experience.
Other than how cool it was, it was really comforting, and it felt good. Like, there wasn't any fear, no negativity. We were all very relaxed. Even the nurses, she had two nurses that rotated every 24 hours and came in to make sure she was comfortable. And even some nights, these orbs were, you know, you see them on the video, and these orbs were flying around their face, and they're lighting up. And the nurse was just sitting there reading a book. There was nothing going on. She couldn't see what was happening, but, you know, it was happening. And again, the caregiver ran up and said, "Look," and she's like, "Oh my God," you can hear her on the video. But no one was fearful. That was not part of what any of us were feeling at all.
And isn't it great that the caregivers were so open-minded to everything? Because that's the other thing. Not everybody is.
And what was interesting was the one nurse was very religious. She's Catholic, and she follows that. And the other one is also Christian and quite faithful, but very open, very open. There was, you know, nobody was saying that this couldn't be happening or this wasn't what it was. Everybody was very 100% sure. Yes, this is what is happening. These are spirits that, oh, what? Sorry, May, you're,
yeah,
the golden, you might,
yeah, get the golden light. I was trying to look and see if I could see anything.
Though there, we were 100% sure that these were just, it was just more love in the room, you know.
Wow. So thank you so much, Lorianne, for being willing to share that story with us. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before I go back to Janet and her near-death experience?
I just hope that it helps people feel better, feel that, you know, there is something there, and that if they're with a loved one who's passing, that their loved one is not alone on the other side either, that there is love and support on many different levels, whether we see it or not, and just to take comfort in.
Thank you very much. Very well said.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yes.
And Janet, since we're on the topic of, you know, having beings there to, you know, help us over to the other side, it occurred to me you've had more than one near-death experience. So maybe you could, in line with what Lorianne was saying about how they show up, maybe you could share some of that story with us as well.
Well, I don't know which story to share with you. I have so many.
Oh, with your near-death experience? Like, that they were there to meet you, like the beings that, like what you experienced when you had that near-death experience.
When I had the first one, that was when I was on the operating table. And I remember seeing a light and going towards the light, and then I was immediately on the other side. And there was this huge field of wildflowers and beautiful trees, and there was this bridge, and the bridge was rounded, you know, so that you got to climb up the bridge kind of to go across. But I was gliding across it. And on the other side of the bridge, there was a man standing there. And he had on the white gown with the red long coat thing. Don't know what the hell to call it, but
a robe.
Robe, thank you. My tongue is like, oh, right now.
That's okay.
But I remember that. And I remember this overwhelming feel of love, just pure love. And as I was gliding across, because I remember my feet weren't moving, but my whole body was just kind of gliding across. And as he was opening up his coat, then I went straight into his arms and he wrapped his arms around me.
Wow.
And I just, all I felt was pure, pure love. It was the most beautiful feeling I've ever had in my whole life. And I'll never forget it. And he said to me, I know that you've been through a rough time, but you promised me that you would do more work. You have a lot more work to do. And I said, I don't want to go back. And he just looked at me, he smiled at me and said, you promised me you would do more work. He said, I'll be with you always. And then I didn't want to leave that feeling. And the next thing I know, I felt oof, and I was back in my body.
Now, what you experienced about, you know, not wanting to leave, that feeling is, you know, I've watched lots of shows on near-death experience and read books about it. And everyone has that same sense of love like you've never experienced before.
Yeah.
And then why do we want to come back here?
Exactly. Exactly. No, that love is so powerful. And that's the only thing you take with you.
Yes. You can't take your money, your cars, your boats, your houses.
No, exactly.
Your jewelry, your clothes. The only thing you
just
can
the love.
All you can take is your what you learned, your soul learned during this experience and the love in your heart. Well, thank you for sharing that, Janet. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, ladies, before we end this episode, do you, either one of you, did anything else come to mind that you feel like you'd like to share?
I think that's enough sharing for today.
Well, thank you very much, Janet. What about you, Marianne?
Well, thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it. It's been great fun seeing you both and being part of this.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being willing to share your story. And that ends our episode for today. I hope you all have a fabulous day, night, week, wherever you might be in the world listening to us. And all the very best. Good night.
Night.
Good night.